building priorities. Authorities credit an alert teacher in San Jose with helping avert disaster on a school playground by ordering children to hit the deck moments before a small plane crashed into flames nearby. Three of four people on board the plane were killed. The Camp David Mideast Summit goes into its ninth day amid signs of some progress toward an agreement in one published report that Jordan is ready to join the future negotiations. Officials have not said just who was on board the Philippine Air Force plane that crashed this morning as it landed at Manila, killing at least 32 people, but President Marcos is not believed to have been one of the passengers. University students clashed with police for a second straight day today on the campus of Korea University in Seoul, and about 130 dual U.S.-Cuban nationals and members of their family are due in Miami this morning on a flight from Cuba. In sports, weigh-ins are scheduled today for Leon Spinks and Muhammad Ali in preparation for their World Boxing Association heavyweight title rematch tomorrow night in New Orleans. Both the champion Spinks and the challenger Ali concluded training for the fight yesterday. The Giants continue their losing streak. Atlanta beat them yesterday 5-3 in 12 innings. It was the Giants' eighth loss in the last nine games. The Dodgers lead the National League West by seven games over the Giants now. The Reds are 7.5 games back. The Dodgers, incidentally, beat the Astros 6-0. The A's lost to the Royals 9-1, and in the American League East, the Yankees now have a 1.5 game lead over Boston. Nancy Lopez is one of the top contenders in the women's golf tournament that starts today out at the Round Hills Country Club in Alamo. Lopez announced yesterday she's going to be married in January. She met her future husband a couple of months ago during a sports interview for a TV station in Philadelphia. He's a sportscaster. Fair through tomorrow, except patchy low clouds nights and mornings. A little bit warmer tomorrow. Highs today and tomorrow, mid-60s near the coast to the low 80s inland. Overnight lows will be in the 50s. And small craft advisories for west to northwest winds, 15 to 25 miles an hour. In San Francisco, 59 degrees, 60 in both Oakland and San Jose. I'm Dick Fitzmaurice. 97K.
Thank you, sir. It's 7:12 right now. Giants are seven games behind the Dodgers.
Seven games, right.
With how many left to go?
The magic number for L.A. is 10. I'm not exactly sure how many games left.
Come on, Giants. Get it together.
Baby, if you only knew everything I need, I get from you. I'll never let you out of sight. I need you through the day and night, baby. Always there to see me through. Darling, don't you know I'm hooked on you? Habits I've had before, but never came back so much for more. I need your loving every day. I couldn't live without it, no way. Everybody knows it's true. Everybody knows I'm hooked. Never been dependent, and I never thought I would. Oh, but now I find that I don't mind the changes for the good. So don't be feeling sorry for the freedom that I lost. 'Cause I found out what I'm missing, and I'm glad to pay the cost. Will ever do. I'm glad that I can say you're mine. I love you 'cause your sugar's so fine. No one else will ever do. There's nothing like being hooked on. I wonder why,
wonder why must the good love go bad? Why must I find someone else? Now it ain't no good. God, I can't get over you. When you're here, I could. No, it just don't stand a reason. And it's about to drive me mad. I wonder why must the good love go bad? Leaving you, heart is the fight. It's over now, you're gone for good. Ain't no turning back. Can I find some consolation? Seems there's nothing to be had. I wonder why. I wonder why. Bad enough, couldn't get much worse. No, it just don't stand a reason, and it's about to drive me mad. I wonder why. I wonder why. Must the good love go bad?
That's Why. It's from Boz Scaggs this morning at 97K, 20 minutes after 7 o'clock right now. We also listen to Bread, Hooked on You.
This election, there's only one candidate that stands for freshness. Only one candidate with a completely natural style. Only one candidate with something terrific to offer everybody. And only one candidate you can take your lunch every day. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the only candidate that's the choice of every party, Granny Goose.
Vote for Granny Goose.
Sunshine already in San Francisco. We are going to have fair weather right on through tomorrow, and the high temperatures will range from the mid-60s on the beaches to the low 80s inland today and again tomorrow. A little bit warmer on Friday, and the overnight lows are expected in the 50s tonight. Small craft advisory is up for west to northwesterly wind at 15 to 25 miles an hour later on today. It's 59 right now in downtown San Francisco, and the Great Guru is coming up.
Hi-ho, movie fans. Now you can invite Snow White, Pinocchio, Mickey Mouse, and Goofy into your home for a family evening's entertainment.
Hi, Donald.
Oh, Donald, too. They're all in Walt Disney's Super 8 home movies. Brilliant color and sound episodes from the Disney classics will keep you and your whole family spellbound. Build your own Walt Disney home movie library. Start today.
Featuring Donald Duck. That's me.
Donald.
Now available at the Emporium. Good morning. It's 21 after 7 o'clock. We have a letter, Great Guru.
Ooh,
came from a listener. Can I read it to you? It's a little long, but it's a question for you.
Yes, good.
This person says, I try to medicate at least once a day when I find the time and peace.
Yes.
The problem I would like to possess to you... I'm not sure I understand this letter, but I'm reading it for you anyway.
I wonder if they think I'm an exorcist or something.
The problem I would like, probably, to possess to you is how many hours do you medicate a day? And do you have a special room for medicating? What about breathing routines? Inhale, exhale. Could you pacificate on that a little for me? I'm sure the rest of the guinea pigs out here on the radio waves would like to see your mind on the subject.
Oh, yes, a very cosmic person obviously wrote this to us.
I'm glad this letter is to you, because I'd be worried if it came to me.
Yes. The question, as I hear it from this letter, is how many times do I medicate a day?
Uh-huh.
I used to medicate all the time.
Yeah.
3, 4, sometimes even 6, 8 hours a day I used to medicate. I no longer medicate.
You no longer medicate?
No longer medicate.
Why?
Because I can't get the top off the aspirin bottle.
Twenty-two minutes after 7 o'clock on a Thursday morning, and there's more music coming up. You're strange.
Yes. But serene.
Earth, Wind, and Fire this morning at 97K. Gotta get you into my... life.
Got to get you into my life, into my life. Got to get you into my life, into my life. Got to get you into my life, into my life.
97K at 26 minutes after 7 o'clock, a music-filled Thursday morning. With sunshine, too, it's 59 degrees now in San Francisco. This is Jennifer Warnes.
The stars are winking above.
97K from San Francisco with new music this morning from Andrew Gold. That's called How Can This Be Love? Bill Cafuri is my name, and it's 27 and a half now before 8 o'clock. Got the Crusaders for you. Put it where you want it.
96 is Coit, K-O-I-T, 737 our time. And it was defeat for both the A's and the Giants. Atlanta beat San Francisco 5-3 in 12 innings. Kansas City pounded Oakland 9-1.
Private sector. Late yesterday, the board reached a tentative agreement. The seven union representatives, the majority of county workers, calls for a sought refuge from a fierce Pacific storm and headed for the port, but the commercial dock soon filled and about 30 boats were forced to move from the marina to Polk's recreational vessels. Tempers flared when yachtsmen returning from outings discovered the boats in tow. Port authorities claiming the fishing boats threatened the safety and security of the marina ordered the boats out, despite the fishermen's pleas that they both weren't ready to face the still sore stormy seas. Yesterday, Port of Oakland met with the fishermen and agreed to let them stay until the seas calmed in exchange for a small daily rental fee. Walter Brigid, director of the East Bay Fishermen Association, says the whole thing was just a misunderstanding on the part of the Port Authority. He didn't realize the danger that still existed outside the Golden Gate. Marina Oswald Porter testified today for a second day on Capitol Hill. The House Assassination Committee will cross-examine her as part of the continuing investigation into President Kennedy's murder. The Carter administration continues to lobby on behalf of the National Gas Compromise, currently before the Senate. The head of the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission today testified before a Senate Judiciary Subcommittee. Charles Perkins is expected to defend his claim. Charles Perkins' pricing plan will be enforced. In sports, Chris Everett, Wonder Woman singles, double package, described Los Angeles Strength, 24-21 comeback win over the Boston Monsters. That is the first match of the World Team Tennis Championship rounds. Weigh-in scheduled today for Leon Spinks. Muhammad Ali in preparation for the World Boxing Association heavyweight title rematch. That'll be tomorrow night in New Orleans. Giants lost to the Braves in 12 innings yesterday by 3. They now trail the Dodgers by 7. Full games in the National League. Red. A's also lost. Fair skies through tomorrow. Some patchy low clouds nights and mornings. Little warmer tomorrow. Highs today and tomorrow in the mid-60s near the coast to the low 80s.
A Thursday morning on Coit at 7:44. And you can take the chill out of fall with a look that's tops in Young Women's Fashion News. Plaid flannel shirts and corduroy jeans. And right now, save 20% on this dashing duo at Sears. Soft cotton flannel shirts with corduroy trim, sizes 5 to 15, now $9.60. Terrific for layering. Cotton and polyester corduroy jeans in mid-whale western style, now $12.80. Or wide whale elastic back, $14.40 in junior sizes. It's the look, now 20% off at your Bay Area Sears store.
In America during National Chevy Week, September 15th through the 23rd. Chevy dealers everywhere will be offering you some great Chevy values. There's a big selection of cars and trucks for you to choose from, and many dealers are extending their hours.
It's National Chevy Week all across the USA.
Great values on cars like Chevy Chevelle, Monte Carlo, and the Chevrolet Caprice and Impala. On trucks like Chevy Club and Blazer, and on Chevy vans too. It all happens during National Chevy Week, September 15th through the 23rd at your Chevy dealers.
Come on in, America. Come on in today. It's National Chevy Week all across the USA.
Here's a traffic accident. CHP reports one on Highway 24 westbound at Lafayette. Drive carefully in that area. Weatherman, fair skies through Friday except for patchy coastal overcast. Highs about 68 in the city, the low 80s inland, and it's 60 downtown at 746 on Coit, K-O-I-T.
Thank you.
Time is 7:51 and a half. Good morning to you. This is Coit, K-O-I-T at FM 96. And currently in Marin County, 57 degrees, San Jose 60, Oakland 61. In the city, it's 60 degrees.
FM 96, your kind of music for your kind of city. KOIT, San Francisco.
On your FM dial.
If you've heard of the marvelous investment possibilities of Persian rugs and have been shopping around for just the right piece, please allow Bainey Brothers, with two generations of expertise, the opportunity to show you their newest and most outstanding collection of 2,000 nomadic and classic rugs. Selected and imported directly by Bainey Brothers, and for 2 days only, Saturday and Sunday, Bainey Brothers will sell these quality rugs at cost plus 10%. Bainey Brothers, 1185 Sutter, corner of Polk. This Saturday and Sunday only, Bainey Brothers, Polk and Sutter. Top prices for your rich oriental rug in cash or trade. For free appraisal or more details, phone 775-5056. That's 775-5056. At 7:58, here's a news update from KOIT, brought to you by your local Fiat Lancia dealer. Lee Harvey Oswald's widow said under oath today that she personally believes that Oswald killed President John Kennedy and that he was not part of a conspiracy. Marina Oswald Porter made that statement under direct questioning by Congressman Christopher Dodd of Connecticut, a member of the House Assassinations Committee. The panel is holding public hearings into the Kennedy assassination today. Police informers can no longer count on the cops to conceal their identity, according to a California police official. Here's a report from Washington.
San Jose Police Chief Joseph McNamara says informers who used to give crime tips to police are keeping quiet now, mainly because of the new Freedom of Information Act, which opens many previously secret records to public inspection.
It was always a hazardous possibility that identities could be discovered, but today it's almost a certainty that they will be.
McNamara came here to testify before a Senate committee that's investigating mob involvement in organized arson. Charles Sherrill, KOIT News, Washington.
Governor Brown declines to say whether the legislature next year will pass a bill to legalize the use of marijuana. The governor also has no comment on GOP challenger Evel Younger's view that legalization of marijuana is inevitable here in California, given the current attitude of the legislature. The attorney general said he probably would sign such a bill. A dilemma for a pilot in San Jose and his three passengers were killed. It could have been a lot worse, however. The disabled light plane was on a collision course with a playground full of children yesterday. The pilot instead nosed the craft to the ground and crashed in an elementary school parking lot. The pilot was able to flee the plane before it exploded. San Francisco public school officials are cracking down on students who give false addresses to switch schools. Assistant Superintendent Izzy Pivnik said the four students last week were sent back to the schools to which they had originally been assigned as part of the district's attempt to tighten admissions policies. He said the district is acting out of concern about keeping its citywide integration program intact. Alameda County homeowners can expect a dramatic drop in their new property tax rates as a result of Proposition 13. The County Board of Supervisors set new property rates on Wednesday that call for savings of up to $9 per $100 in assessed valuation. The lowest tax rate in the county will be $4.49 in San Leandro. In Major League Baseball yesterday and on the home team scoreboard, the Atlanta Braves knocked off the San Francisco Giants 5-3. The Kansas City Royals trounced the Oakland A's 9-1. And the Dow Jones 1030 stock averages, 30 industrials down 2.5 points. We'll check weather after this.
If you ever wanted to own a beautiful luxury import car, now is the time to buy. Because your Lancia dealer is giving values never before available on all 78 Lancia coupes, sedans, and luxurious HPEs. You can get the deal of your lifetime right now on a new 78 Lancia. Even at regular prices, Lancia offers exceptional value. A 70-year history of engineering innovation and classic Italian design have created an automobile that combines superior handling and roadability with more than just a taste of luxury. Standard equipment includes front-wheel drive, rack and pinion steering, four-wheel disc brakes, four-wheel independent suspension, reclining front bucket seats. Test price and test drive Lancia today. Lancia, the intelligent alternative to overpriced luxury imports.
Visit your local Lancia dealer in Fairfield. It's Wilhart Motors, 1800 North Texas Street. In Novato, it's Novato European, 6979 Redwood Boulevard. Lancia, the intelligent alternative to overpriced luxury imports. A nice day with a little patchy coastal overcast tonight. Highs about 68 in the city, low 80s inland, and it's 60 degrees at 8:02. Make no mistake, you're tuned to FM 96, the most beautiful spot on the FM dial, KOIT.
Hill on behalf of the compromised natural gas pricing bill. In sports, the Oakland Raiders will be without running back Clarence Davis for Sunday's game at Green Bay and perhaps for the rest of the season. A decision may be made today whether Davis must undergo surgery to repair damaged cartilage in his left knee injured in the first Raiders preseason game. The NFL rule prohibiting teams from locating within 75 miles of an established franchise will be tested in federal court following an action by the Los Angeles Coliseum Commission. Filed an antitrust suit against the NFL, contending the 75-mile rule violates the Sherman antitrust law. And yesterday in baseball, the A's and Giants both lost. The Giants are 7 games back in the National League West. Fair through tomorrow, except patchy low clouds, nights and morning. It's a little bit warmer tomorrow. Look for highs today in the 60s near the coast to the low 80s inland. Lows tonight will be in the 50s. And small craft advisories for west to northwest winds 15 to 25 miles an hour. 58 degrees in San Francisco, 60 in Oakland. 59 in San Jose. I did this part.
You're tuned to FM 96, San Francisco's Coit, where it's 8:16. Well, due to a great response and popular demand, Barn & Ron of Barron's Jewelers have extended their sale for one additional week on genuine, beautifully cut rubies, emeralds, sapphires, and diamonds at wholesale prices. Barron's Jewelers has bought an entire inventory of precious stones from two of the world's largest gem importers. These precious stones are now being offered to the public at reduced prices. This is a closeout sale of over $2 million in exquisite stones from all over the world. Whether for investment or for your own personal pleasure, listen to these money-saving values. 1/4-carat diamonds, there is still a beautiful selection. Compare at $395, now just $149 each. Or 2-carat genuine blue sapphires, regular retail values to $400, only $130 each. Compare the savings, then go into Barron's Jewelers. This inventory must be sold, so hurry to Barron's Jewelers in the Bayfair Shopping Center, San Leandro, and in the Stonestown Mall of San Francisco.
You know, it always surprises us to learn that many people are unaware that you don't have to be in a group to get Blue Cross protection, but it's a fact. We have an individual plan for people not covered by a Blue Cross group plan. Here's a plan that gives you double value. That is, value in benefits and value in return on your health care dollar. We know how you feel. You don't like to think about getting sick or going into the hospital. But let me tell you, if you do go in, you're going to be in for some surprises. The average bill we get for one day in the hospital is $300. Now that's where this Blue Cross plan for individuals can really help you. You see, it pays your covered hospital and professional services on a percentage basis. That means if health care costs go up, so do your Blue Cross benefits. All health plans don't work that way. Find out about our individual plan. It's within your reach. See our ad in this Sunday's magazine section or TV guide or call 800-648-4800. Blue Cross of Northern California.
61 degrees now in San Francisco, headed toward a high of 68. And the time is 8:18. Good morning to you from Coit, K-O-I-T.
Thank you.
call right down the line. It's from Jerry Rafferty this morning at 97K. Bill DeFiore here. Sunshine around the Bay Area. It's going to be a nice day. We've got 21 and a half minutes after 8 o'clock.
Spy Fleet Service, come to town.
Come to town. Come to town. Bottom price is falling down.
Thanks to Freddie Laker.
London prices are falling down. Thanks to Freddie Laker. Introducing Laker SkyTrain Air Passenger Service, Los Angeles to London, for only $220 one way. Starting September 27th, take off on a daily direct flight from LA International Airport for only $220. There's never been a fairer time to fly Laker to London. Just buy your ticket the day you want to fly. It assures you of one of 345 seats available every day. Don't stand by. Fly Laker SkyTrain Service for only $220. Ticket sales locations include LA International Hotel, Disneyland Hotel, Van Nuys, Flyaway Bus Terminal, BS UCLA Travel Service, and Jet Exchange in Whittier. Laker, the scheduled airline with a difference. It's cheaper. For information about SkyTrain Service, Los Angeles to London, call 213-646-9600. Highs for today will range from the mid-60s on the beaches to the low 80s inland for the Bay Area. It'll be fair right on through tomorrow, except for some patchy low clouds.
It's 8:23 here at KOIT, and currently in Marin County, 56 degrees, San Jose up to 62. It's 61 in Oakland and 62 in the city.
23 minutes after 8 o'clock. Good morning to you. Summer nights next.
Thank you.
Hamilton with Olivia Newton-John this morning on the all-new 97K. Thanks for moving with us, by the way. And good morning, you're a new listener. It's 27 after 8 o'clock. Here's Crystal Gayle. Don't make my brown eyes blue.
San Francisco is always changing, but some things in San Francisco should never change. Those things that make this city great, like Coit Tower, the Golden Gate, or the Palace. And the Cliff House is certainly one of them, too. Do you remember the Sutro Baths, the Grand Vista to the Farallones, Seal Rock, the Marin Hills? The magic and the history that makes San Francisco something truly special. Now, if you haven't visited the Cliff House lately and renewed your love for this marvelous city, then plan your next lunch or evening out around a visit to the Cliff House. With a sumptuous seafood menu, the Cliff House Seafood and Beverage Company sits perched on one of the most dramatic spots in the city, at Land's End, where the Pacific crashes against the shore. With a great menu and adorned with a memorabilia of old San Francisco, the Cliff House is open for breakfast, lunch, or dinner 7 days a week at 1090 Point Lobos. Come to the Cliff House Seafood and Beverage Company, then dine with a part of San Francisco that's here to stay, the part that made this city great, the Cliff House. At 8:29, here's a news update from KOIT. State officials hope to delay a court ruling allowing a halt to Medi-Cal financing of abortion so they can determine if the matter will be taken to an appeals court. It's estimated it would cost the state upwards of $500,000 to notify Medi-Cal recipients of the ruling. If an appeals court later reversed the decision, more notices would be required. The State Energy Commission has decided to take a longer look at proposed regulations that would allow utility companies to shut off customers' appliances by remote control. The commission was scheduled to vote yesterday on final approval of the controversial conservation plan, but Chairman Richard Mullen abruptly canceled the agenda item. The widow of Lee Harvey Oswald told the House Assassinations Committee this morning that she personally believes that Harvey Oswald did kill President John Kennedy, and that he was not part of a conspiracy. Sources at the Camp David Mideast summit say Israel has agreed in principle to an eventual withdrawal from the West Bank of the Jordan River and the Gaza Strip, but the same sources say there still are substantial problems in the way of a formal Mideast peace accord. The Dow Jones 11 a.m. stock averages showed 30 industrials down 4.25 points, and we'll check weather after this.
It's a Liberty House super event, our Big Fall Handbag Sale. Incredible values like Famous Maker fine leather bags in 7 different colors for just $13.99. And Better Leather Swaggers totes and shoulder bags, $17.99 and $23.99. Find fashionable vinyl handbags too, just $10.99. And for evening, fully beaded bags and black fabric envelopes with chain handles, $7.99 and $8.99. The Liberty House Fall Handbag Sale going on now.
It'll be fair through Friday, except for a little patchy coastal overcast. Highs today about 68 in the city, the low 80s inland, and it's 62 right now at 8:31. And when you hear beautiful music, you know you're listening to FM 96, Coit, K-O-I-T. Thank you.
o'clock, James Taylor now.
Makes me
6% to 41% margin among registered voters. Pollster Mervyn Field says almost everyone can think of at least one positive item about the governor, and almost 9 out of 10 can cite something negative. About 4 out of 5 can think of something positive about the attorney general, while almost 7 out of 10 can cite something negative. More testimony from Marina Oswald today. That story coming up.
That photomat film yet?
Just said he didn't.
Oh, I was outside.
Oh.
Hi, Mom.
Hello, Mother.
Hello, it's Mel, man.
Hi, Morton.
Hi, man.
I didn't even get a chance to change out of my photomat uniform.
Take it off. I'll spot clean it for you.
That's nice of you, but Nancy, give your little speech. Oh, Morton.
Yes.
Maybe you're just afraid to take that last picture because you don't know how I look. I just wanted to tell you, photomat will buy back any print you're not happy with.
I know. It's...
And did you know that photomats last? We use Kodak paper for a good look.
But no, but I just think this last picture should be...
Oh, heaven. Hey, Morton, give me the camera.
No, wait. Yeah, I saved that picture for 5 episodes.
Listen.
What's that? It's not me.
Look out the window.
Flying saucer. We're having an encounter. Oh, I knew it. It's a UFO. I knew it.
Things you say when you don't have any film in your camera.
Participating stories.
It's 18 minutes before 9 o'clock. Marina Oswald Porter testifies today for the second day on Capitol Hill. The House Assassinations Committee will cross-examine her as part of the continuing investigation in President Kennedy's murder. An Arab World Reconciliation Conference.
You found the most beautiful spot on the FM dial. San Francisco's coin, KOIT, FM 96. I'm Wayne Jordan, sitting in for the vacationing Larry Hickey's, and the time is exactly now 8:44. Why are smart homeowners coming here? From all over Northern California, even Nevada, to buy their bathroom and kitchen fixtures and accessories? Well, because there's one place right here in the Bay Area that has the biggest and the best selection, and that place is Reynolds in San Leandro. At Reynolds, you'll see the latest and the largest bath displays, and up to 33% savings on Kohler products, too.
Nancy believes
now, if you're looking for an extra special touch for your new bath or powder room, look at Kohler's antique line of lavatory faucets and bath shower controls. Imaginatively styled and quality crafted, antique faucets complement a variety of decorating schemes from early American to contemporary. Available in 24-karat gold electroplate or chrome finishes, including an antique-style bath shower control with round ceramic dial plate. See the complete line of Kohler antique faucets at Reynolds, 14222 East 14th Street at 142nd Avenue in San Leandro.
This is Pat Patterson with Pat Patterson Cadillac and Leasing in Oakland. We've had a great year with the 78 model Cadillacs, and it will go down in history as our best ever. The 78 Cadillacs are beyond a doubt the finest cars Cadillac has ever built. National sales records have been broken with the DeVilles, Broms, Eldorados, and Sevilles, and the new diesel Seville. At Pat Patterson Cadillac in Oakland, we're now on the final sales month of the 78 Cadillacs, with the new 79 models to go on display September 29th. We still have a very good selection of most models available for immediate delivery. We will sell these remaining 78 model Cadillacs at special dollar-saving prices, or we will lease them to you through our own lease company or on any one of the bank's lease plans. At Pat Patterson Cadillac in Oakland, we'll make it real easy for you to take delivery of a 78 Cadillac. That's Pat Patterson Cadillac in Oakland, corner 27th and Harrison.
Right now, 56 degrees.